Dion. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the News Bulletin.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news on One Love Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Economist Bright Chizonde welcomes drop in inflation, says prices still rising at slower pace. Mongo residents raise concern over collapsed clinic water tank. UN sanctions paramilitary leaders over Sudan atrocities. And Copper Queens in high spirits ahead of Namibia clash at COSAFA Championship. And now the news in detail. A financial economist has welcomed the decline in Zambia's inflation rate from 9.4% to 7.5%, describing it as a positive development for the economy. He explained that the reduction means prices of goods and services are no longer rising as rapidly as they did in previous months, signaling a measure of economic relief for consumers. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Bright Chizonde has noted that the easing of inflation could help reduce public anxiety over the rising cost of living. However, he cautioned that the drop does not indicate that prices will fall. Instead, it means that while the cost of goods and services will continue to increase, the pace of those increases has slowed compared to earlier periods. He further clarified that as long as inflation remains positive, the economy is still experiencing price growth rather than deflation.
But it's important to take note that this does not mean that the cost of living will not continue to rise. It will just rise at a slower rate now, at 7.5% compared to 9.4%. So yes, people will still continue to complain that there is a high cost of living, because inflation does not mean that there will be a reduction in the cost of living. As long as inflation is positive, by definition we're talking about inflation and not deflation.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, says it has instituted investigations into allegations of fast-depleting ZESCO units to ascertain whether claims are factual and accurate. Speaking during a media engagement, ERB Director General Engineer Elijah Sichone says in view of increased power supply, it is possible that the units depleting fast due to increased power consumption. Engineer Sichone has dispelled claims that ERB has increased the rates of ZESCO units, saying the last time the regulator approved increase was in 2024.
Applied to the ERB for those tariffs to be, you know, implemented. In other words, if you want to change and or if you want to introduce tariffs, you have to apply to the ERB for that determination to be made, to vary, you know, the prices and tariffs. So that's in line with our function. We may do that by way of the service provider applying, or indeed at our own initiative and instance, we can also intervene to be able to basically vary and determine the tariffs. Now, there is a complaint, and I think let's put this into context. For a period in time, this country experienced drought that had never been experienced before.
A concerned resident of Mongo District in Western Province has commended the UPND administration for reinstating the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, stating that the initiative has significantly benefited many schools in the area. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Augustine Nawamwanambuyu says the return of the CDF has contributed to improved infrastructure and learning environments in several local schools, describing it as a positive step towards community development. However, Mr. Mwanambuyu expressed concern over a 5,000-litre water tank that recently collapsed due to excessive weight. He explained that the tank had been installed at a local clinic by the area councillor to help improve access to water for residents. He has since called on relevant stakeholders to safeguard public resources and urgently address the matter to ensure the facility continues serving the community.
Kama
The mining expert has described the 2.9% increase recorded between 2025 and 2026 as modest and below expectations, arguing that the growth figure does not reflect the country's full potential. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Edward Simukonda, a mining expert, says while the increment represents progress, it falls short of what many stakeholders had anticipated. He noted that a more significant rise between 15 and 20% would have demonstrated stronger momentum in the sector. Mr. Simukonda emphasized that percentages and financial gains should not be celebrated in isolation without tangible national benefits.
However, you know, at the end of the day, even though we always look at these quantities and percentages that have been done in a particular period, you know, it doesn't amount to really anything, you know, because we need to see that kind of, you know, percentage being transformed into national development. I'll give a typical example. Fine, Zambia has made $2 billion between 2025 and 2026. Then what? You know, it is better, you know, as you know, we refer to, you know, development that has taken place after gaining X amount of money. So I feel that's the best way we should actually look at this kind of development. So the figure has not been impressive. However, it is an increment, but it's been very, very low. So I'm pretty sure we can do much better.
We now take a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government efforts in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ICU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualification, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
International news. Thank you for staying tuned. Now, the UN Security Council has announced new sanctions on four leaders of Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces over atrocities committed in the western Sudanese city of El Fasher. The Deputy Commander Abdul Rahim Hamdan Dagalo and Brigadier General Al-Feta Abdullah Idris, more commonly called Abu Lulu, who became known as the Butcher of El Fasher, are among those proscribed. The others are RSF Deputy Commander Gedo Hamdan Ahmed and Field Commander Tijani Ibrahim. A spokesman for TASIS, a coalition of civilian and armed groups led by the RSF, told the BBC the sanctions were unfair, saying they were based on what he described as partial and unilateral reports. For more foreign news, we monitored the BBC.
More talks between the United States and Iran over Tehran's nuclear program are being held in Geneva today. They come against a backdrop of the US's biggest military build-up in the Middle East for decades. Talks on Ukraine are being held later in the day in Geneva. Overnight, Russia launched more bombardments targeting cities including Kyiv, Zaporizhia and Kharkiv. A BBC investigations found that Nepal's top police officer gave the order allowing the use of live rounds during last year's bloody Gen Z protests in the capital Kathmandu. September's unrest was triggered by a ban on social media. 19 people were shot dead. the top Democrat on a congressional committee investigating the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has accused the Department of Justice of withholding files that contain allegations of sexual abuse of a girl by Donald Trump. The department has rejected the accusation. President Trump denies any wrongdoing in the